Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tufted Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 14th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 2¾ cents, 5.43½. September wheat up 9¾ cents at 6.43½. And November beans up 9½ cents at 13.61¼. Once again, the corn and beans rallied around 6 o'clock this morning. I don't know if it's Chinese buying or weather forecast changing. Some people are saying out here that parts of Illinois have had too much rain and the crops would be flooded out and it'd be too late to replant. I'm not sure how bad the problem is, but that's on some people's minds here this morning. The rest of the country, you know, we continue to get rains. Chicago has had, since summer began, we've had like 20-some-odd days of rain and moderate temperatures. The temperatures around the country still look moderate. We don't see any real stress there. It's just a matter of who's getting the rains, when they're getting them, and how much. There'll be some locally heavy rains out there, Kansas, Iowa. But for the most part, we need the rains. So is there going to be localized flooding? I'm sure. But, you know, most of these fields are able to handle some heavy amounts of rain. So we'll see how, you know, there's always going to be problem spots, as there are every year. But, you know, in my book, rain makes grain, and, you know, the rain and pollination, to me, is always a good thing. So I think that's what we're seeing out here. Now, the beans are a different matter. If it turns hot and dry in August, then we've got, you know, some problems. As I've been saying, you know, a one bushel loss on the trend line on beans and, you know, two bushel loss on the corn, and we're talking markets that will probably move higher out here, assuming demand is the same, which I'm not sure it's going to be, but we'll have to see. We've got the dollar back down. It was up 50 yesterday, down 32 today. I don't know if that'll have a big impact. The metals are strong again. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here. It seems like the night times are lower, daytime is higher, and then we tend to break it a little bit during the day. We'll see if we can get some follow through here today. That's really about it. Egypt looks like Romanian wheat was the cheapest. There were Ukrainian offers out there and Russian offers. Once again, the U.S. isn't even in the mix, so that's a bit negative. As I said earlier, we didn't see any export sales this morning. So demand, to me, remains a little bit of a question out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.